Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
It is a good morning indeed. We are back in our What Does It Mean to Worship devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description of this podcast if you guys want to follow along with us. And like normal, I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to pick up with the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, and it says this, "The Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules they have been taught."
The devotional is titled, We Worship Through Music, and it says, worship, where God isn't moved by the quality of our voice, but by the condition of our hearts. I love that. That's a quote by Chris Tomlin. So we've mentioned that worship is less about an activity and more about a heart posture that holds God in the highest esteem, the place where God is at the top of someone's priority list. Typically, we spend most of our time worshiping God through music, and understandably so. We can listen to it in the car, at the gym, and at home. Clearly, music is a popular avenue to worship our Creator. Worship is a divine appointment with our God. It is both an extravagant expression and a reserved stillness. It is singing and it is silence.
Wow.
It is being still and knowing He is God, and it's celebrating with banners and dancing. It doesn't matter what type of song we sing, whether it's from the most popular group in the worship music scene or a hymn written in the 1700s, the style is not what's important. The condition of our heart is. When we attend a weekly worship service, we might raise our hands up as far as they'll reach, or we may worship in a quiet manner with eyes closed. Regardless of whether we're physically dynamic or reservedly humble, our plethora or lack of external countenance doesn't give us the right to assume anything about anyone else. A lack of actions doesn't signify an internal void, just as an abundance of them doesn't mean we are uber spiritual. If our actions are only outward, that's not worship, that's a demonstration. To worship is less about displaying an observable expression and more about possessing an inward disposition, a disposition that releases tightly clenched fists in order to open them up to a God who wants to fill them with His incomprehensible peace and love. So whether we lift our hands or fall on our faces, our worship should emerge from a heart posture to give God praise. But worship isn't for us. If we wonder what we're getting out of it, then we've missed the whole point. Do we receive benefits from worshiping God? Sure. We may be experiencing a time of peace or swirling in a whirlwind of devastation. And when we worship, an unexplainable comfort and hope is ushered into our spirits. This unexplainable comfort occurs because worship adjusts our gaze from the temporary to the eternal. Accurate words or clever phrases fall short in describing what worship does to our spirit. When we offer adoration and thanksgiving every day, and especially on those days when we can barely lift our eyes to see the horizon. Let's make worshiping through music a part of our daily routine. We should fill our vacant moments with songs that incite us to worship our amazing God. He is always worthy of it.
Let's go.
So good. I love that.
I love this line that said, "And when we worship, an unexplainable comfort and hope is ushered into our spirits." Mm-hmm. And I know I've felt that before.
Oh, all the time.
I've absolutely felt that. And it's just this feeling where you just like, you feel like nothing else matters, but not like in a, it sounds weird, but not like in a sad way.
Yeah.
But just in a hopeful way where you're, those things that are weighing you down. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of that song, It Is Well with My Soul.
Yeah.
When someone can be going through the worst life circumstances possible, imaginable.
Right.
And we just know that it is well with my soul.
Yeah. I mean, Chad knows this very well, but there's just something that happens in me during worship. I always feel like I just want to burst into tears. And there's like such an intimacy with the Lord for me in worship through song. I'm not sure if it's the lyrics or the atmosphere or just that stance of reverence. And for me, when I feel like I lift my hands or I bow my head or I'm on my knees, it's my body reminding my brain who's in control. And it just reminds me that all the things I'm worried about in his hands are taken care of. And what you were just saying, it's like, it's that perspective shift where you can walk into a worship session at your house or at church or wherever, in the car, like you can worship wherever you want to. And it's that exchange rate that we talk about even in prayer, where it's like, Lord, as I lift my hands, I lift my cares to you. I lift my hurt to you, my loneliness to you, my anxiety to you, my depression to you. And you fill me with an incomprehensible peace and joy and strength that I didn't have before. And I love that it encourages us to make sure that worship is a part of our daily routine, that this is not something that we just do on a Sunday, because we need to be filled. We need to have that intimate experience with the Lord as often as we can, just like we would want to in any other relationship, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think something that encourages me to live in that posture, and what mm-hmm. I hope will encourage you all too,
yeah,
is one of my favorite scriptures is Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. And I believe that the scripture is actually talking about angels. And the second half of the verse says this: day after day and night after night, they kept on saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come."
Mm-hmm.
And they spent every second of their existence worshiping right. God yeah. and proclaiming his almightiness, his mm-hmm. righteousness, his how holy and set apart he is. And
right.
I mean, if that's what they're doing, that's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy just to fall into the same old routine.
Yeah.
But I mean, these are angels proclaiming his holiness all right. day, every day, and we should be doing the same.
Amen.
You ready to pray something out?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, today we just want to worship you for who you are, Lord. The fact that we get to worship such an almighty God, a holy God, a righteous God, a loving God, an all-powerful God, and a personal God. You are above all things, you know all things, and you know us intimately, Lord. Lord, how we love you for this. I pray that throughout the day, Lord, that we would just pause, that we would sit with you, that we would remember your goodness, remember your faithfulness, remember your promises, and we would worship you for these things. God, we love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Well, now's that perfect time to throw on the worship music, mm-hmm. break out the journal, and continue in worship with the Lord.
Yes, and y'all don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Good day.